You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. This week, student loan processor Navient agreed to pay $1.85 billion settling claims by multiple states over alleged predatory lending practices. Now, while the company refused to admit guilt, 400,000 borrowers will see debt relief. But tens of millions of Americans still share roughly $1.7 trillion in student loan debt. And recently, the Biden administration extended the pandemic pause on student loans through May. But the question of whether to forgive the loans altogether remains. And today I have Sonia Lewis, a.k.a. the student loan doctor, here to discuss. She's helped more than 20,000 people deal with their student loans. Sonia, welcome. How you doing?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
We've seen this pandemic pause in student loan payments. What has it done for your clients?
So it's been interesting. A lot of our clients have thrived as a result of the pandemic. It's allowed them to take a closer look at their student loan debt. Mm-hmm. So we're really happy to report that some of our clients received 100% loan forgiveness through the Total Permanent Disability Act. Then others have received forgiveness through the updated Public Service Loan Forgiveness Act as well. And so it's been good for those individuals. For others, it's been an opportunity to play catch up and be able to refocus on how they want to attack their student loans, if you will. So overall, I would say it has been positive for our clients.
Now, how easy was it to get this pause?
In terms of initially when lenders released this information, the Department of Education released it, some lenders weren't immediately on board. It was so strange. We had to instruct clients to go online or give them a call. And then some lenders did it automatically. I will say at this point, everyone that's probably eligible is receiving it. Now, here's the kicker. And initially, some loans were included. And as the extension got extended, we saw more loans being included now inside of the pandemic pause. If you're listening and you have a federal loan and you're not sure if your loans qualify, log in, take a look at your lender's website or go to studentloans.gov and see if you see an administrative forbearance. And if you don't, I would give your lender a call. It may be that it could even be back applied as well.
This freed up money and it gave you the idea of what it would be like to live without that debt. What did people do with the cash?
You know, student loan debt is not one of those things that I feel like people pay with excitement each month. They pay because of obligation, right? So what it has done, I feel like for a lot of people, is allowed them literally to improve their credit because now they can take that extra money and pay on other bills that may have been overdue or credit cards that were charged up. I've heard a lot of those success stories happening.
Yeah. Now, the Biden administration has been promising student loan forgiveness. Do you believe it's going to happen? And where does that currently stand?
I want to be so positive, Sherry, but I want my vote back. You know, the administration really rode the coattail of student loan debt and nothing has come to fruition. I'm really upset, to be quite honest. It's not looking too favorable.
Yeah, a lot of people bit that carrot for sure. You're a Black woman owned business and there's a major racial disparity when it comes to student loans. Could you talk about that and then tie your own personal story to that?
So, you know, on average, African-American women are disproportionately affected by student loan debt. And on average, African-American women also have the most degrees in our country. But those degrees come with a really cute price tag. And so what happens is we see our African-American women showing up at work in more debt than their counterparts. And so the same salary that you as African-American woman may receive is going to feel different than your counterpart. What I say to that is you know, to be celebrated, it is exciting that they have degrees and, you know, they want more for their lives in the future. But also now we really, as Black women, can't ignore the student loan debt because it affects and shows up when we want to do investing, when we want to do long-term wealth building. So now I feel like I'm charged to my community to say, yeah, I know you have a $400 or $500 payment or $800 payment or $1,000 payment. Let's figure out how to tackle that payment, but let's not stop there. Because you are behind the eight ball, quote unquote, maybe you're not putting a lot into your 501k. Like, here's what you need to do. You need to do X, Y, and Z to be caught up to your counterparts so that your children don't have to know the word student loan. Does that make sense?
And you've kind of grown your business from just helping people with student loans to now you help people create multiple streams of income quickly. Tell me a little bit about that effort.
So it's so interesting. I feel like I'm a part of the new money shift because I personally, in the pandemic, had an opportunity to sit my own self down and get my financial goals realigned. And anything that I learn or I'm taking pride in understanding, I teach my community or I bring qualified educators to teach them. So me personally, I started doing Turo, which is your rental car business, Airbnb, crypto investing. These are all things that I've been doing and I've seen high six figures, over $1 million in success myself. So I'm like, okay, now we're going to go teach others the same play. So Turo, I'm going to use that for example. You know, there's a rental car shortage in America right now, but there's no shortage of people having cars that they can use and let other people use that are not moving around because it's a pandemic. So because our students have really took to learning and liking Turo, we have students in the last 4 months that made over 20,000 in just 4 months. That's going to outbeat somebody's salary very easily. And so because they now have this extra discretionary income, they are taking this money while there's no interest, no payments, and throwing it at their debt. So my philosophy is, you don't have a student loan problem. You have a streams of income problem. We're in a new day and age where you can't rely on one job or one stream of income. No, you really do need several. So because we're so passionate about that, I feel like our brand is changing a bit. Yes, we still teach about student loans. Yes, we still help on it. But it's going to be some real, raw, authentic conversation like that you're not a victim. And no, we cannot wait for the government to pass a $10,000-$50,000 forgiveness bill. Until then, this is what you could be doing, making people feel empowered, giving them some reasonable, tangible tools. And I'm just really in love being a part of that cultural shift.
Well, I want to say thank you so much to Sonia Lewis, aka The Student Loan Doctor. You could check her out. Her website is DrPleaseHelpMe.com. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.